Each year at Christmas, we invite Christian religious leaders and charitable organisations to help us and our listeners get into the spirit of the season by contributing a personal reflection. This New Year's Eve, we hear from Archbishop of Sydney, Cardinal George Pell.
We often take Christmas too much for granted, just as we take for granted our blessings of prosperity, peace, and a good climate. The unusual rains after 10 years of drought are a small price to pay in this run-up to Christmas. Who could believe that the Creator God would visit us as a small, powerless child more than 2,000 years ago in a troublesome province near the eastern border of the Roman Empire? Why did God take so long to call? What was he waiting for? Our father in faith, Abraham, lived less than 4,000 years ago. But the universe began in the Big Bang 14 billion years ago. And for 2.5 million years, most of the northern hemisphere was covered by ice, kilometers deep. The Earth has suffered from 11 ice ages in the last 1 million years. And the present pleasant conditions have been with us for only 10 or 11,000 years. Why is God so patient? Why does he allow us so much trouble? Because in every age we find some disasters. In biblical times, only Noah escaped the great flood, and Jacob's sons had to travel to Egypt for grain during a long drought. Why is mankind home alone on our tiny planet in an immense universe with billions of constellations? Certainly Christmas is a time to remind us that the family is central to every civilization, being pre-Christian and extra-Christian, necessary for the future and human survival. But more importantly, Christ's birth in the Roman warm period calls us to worship God, to acknowledge how powerless we all are before the mighty forces of nature, unable sometimes to escape the caprice of disease and misfortune. God acts like the dewfall, in the gentle breeze, through the newborn babe and his mother, because the Creator God is love. Many expected the Messiah to bring heaven to earth through a powerful political kingdom. Jesus turned these expectations upside down by showing that earthly life is only a preparation for the eternal kingdom, where justice will rule and the poor and suffering will have pride of place. This is why Christmas is always a consolation to those who are down and those who are out. Therefore, I once again wish everyone a happy and peaceful Christmas.